This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Letitia Stauch, the woman charged with killing her 11-year-old stepson nearly 1 year ago, has been found competent to stand trial. This comes after her attorneys asked for a second competency evaluation to take place. The results? Same as the first. Both doctors believe that she has the mental capacity to understand what happens in court and to testify and answer questions during any legal proceedings. Letitia charged with first-degree murder, child abuse resulting in death, tampering with the deceased human body, and tampering with evidence after allegedly killing her stepson, Gannon, inside of their home in the Lorson Ranch neighborhood southeast of Colorado Springs last January. Gannon's body was found by a construction crew off of a highway in Florida just days after Letitia's arrest last year. The preliminary hearing, where the judge will decide if prosecutors have enough evidence to move forward, has been scheduled for March 11th. Turning to COVID-19 coverage, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, El Paso County reporting 163 new cases of COVID-19 and two deaths were reclassified not to be COVID-related in the past 24-hour reporting period. This is a slight increase compared to yesterday's numbers, but down compared to numbers we were seeing earlier this month. Pueblo County reporting 22 new cases to the state today. Again, a few more than we saw yesterday, but still considerably down when looking at the previous weeks in January. Delaware County reporting 5 new cases, 6 new cases reported in Fremont County. Today marks the first time since November 8th that Southern Colorado went a day without a COVID-19 death. Despite the good news, the statewide positivity rate remains at 7%. The vaccine rollout, however, still at a crawl. As of yesterday, 278,000 Coloradans received their first dose and nearly 50,000 have gotten the second. Earlier in the week, Governor Polis directed vaccine distributors to immediately release all available doses.
We are using every vaccine that we get in our state every week. No doses sitting on shelves. We are constrained by the amount of doses that we get from the federal government each week. We will use every dose.
The state believes that anyone 70 and older will be vaccinated by the end of February, but Polis says that all depends on the supply. The governor says he is hopeful more vaccines will come either from another pharmaceutical company or with the incoming Biden administration. The El Paso County Public Health Department announcing the number of vaccines that have been distributed across the county. As of this morning, a total of 30,052 vaccines have been administered. El Paso County Public Health Leader says that this accounts for a 7-day average of 1,077 doses each day. A Teller County man accused of taking part in a violent protest earlier in the month at the U.S. Capitol is in custody after turning himself in. KRDO's Bart Bedsole continues our team coverage.
Robert Gieswein surrendered to law enforcement and was booked into the Teller County Jail late yesterday afternoon. Officials said Gieswein would be turned over to the FBI to face charges including assaulting a federal officer and destroying government property. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News.
A Trinidad woman is now facing a felony-level child abuse charge after her dog mauled her 4-year-old stepbrother. 21-year-old Zara Diaz was arrested last Friday on child abuse charges, as well as charges of unlawful ownership of a dangerous animal. According to an arrest affidavit, investigators believe Diaz permitted a child to be unreasonably placed in a situation that poses threat of injury to the child's life or health. 4-year-old John Torres Diaz III suffered a severe laceration above his left lip due to the dog bite. He did undergo surgery today, and we have more at KRDO.com. Additional charges being filed in connection with the San Luis Valley human remains case. Conejos County prosecutors say Julius Burroughs is accused of first-degree murder and tampering with human remains, while C.J. Dominguez is accused of accessory kidnapping and tampering with evidence. The pair charged in Myron Martinez's disappearance and death last November. And changes could be on the horizon for Colorado's criminal justice system. Attorney General Phil Weiser joined Colorado district attorneys and prosecutors at a gathering held by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Colorado Holiday Commission. He told the group that he wants to push new reforms through the legislature this year, including one that would reform bail procedures for poor defendants. Weiser says people who are unable to pay bail for small offenses could lose their livelihoods and would be more likely to commit crimes in the future.
Plenty of sunshine across southern Colorado today. The snow has cleared out, and we will continue with clear skies overnight tonight. Temperatures in the teens and 20s. We follow that up with plenty of sunshine on Wednesday. Highs rebounding into the middle 50s across El Paso County, 60s across the eastern plains, and gusty winds out of the west, keeping us under partly sunny skies. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.